One of our alims, one of our mashayikh, our sheikhs, the alim, we are waiting for him. So then when the sheikh came, then this person had a little discussion with him. They asked him, don't you people have, as Muslims, don't you have faith, don't you believe in Allah? They said, 100% we believe in Allah. Then he said that whatever happens, doesn't it happen by the will of Allah Ta'ala, the command of Allah Ta'ala? So he said, 100% we've got that iman and yaqeen, that whatever happens, happens by the command and the will of Allah Ta'ala. Then that person said, that Allah Ta'ala, didn't Allah give us victory, and we overpowered you people and destroyed you? So he says, that happened by the will and the power of Allah Ta'ala. Then the person said, in that case it shows that Allah loves us more than what He loves you. That is why He has given us victory and we have overpowered you and we have killed hundreds of thousands, perhaps millions of the Muslims. So he said, no, that is not the case, that Allah loves you more. Then that person asked, how did this happen then? So he said, you must have seen that perhaps in your life you must be knowing a shepherd that goes and grazes the animals. You see, yes, I've witnessed that, I know about that. And you must have seen sometimes some of the animals, goats, sheep, whatever it is, that some of them go away from the flock. They go on their own. So he said, yes, I've seen that also. And you must have seen that the shepherd keeps dogs also with him, hounds. So that person said, yes, I know that. So for what are those hounds kept? Said, when these few animals run away and go separately, then the shepherd sends the hound, the dog, behind them to go and get them back. Asked, how long does the hound hound them? How long is the dog after them? Said, as long as they get them back again and bring them in the flock. So that the sheikh said, exactly in the same way, when Muslims digress from the path of Allah Ta'ala, go away from the path of Allah Ta'ala, then Allah sends His dogs on them, the hounds. وَكَذَٰلِكَ نُوَلِّي بَعْدِ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضًا. Allah says, when there are some wrongdoers, people who do wrong, then we put upon them the more bigger wrongdoers in order to get them right again. So he says, Allah has put these hounds and dogs to get us back onto the straight path. You people are the dogs of Allah. Not that Allah loves you and gave you victory, but Allah is using you so that we can come back, all of us, all the Muslims can come back on the right path again. And we can learn, we can start following the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. So this is not only food for thought in the mind, but it is encouragement that we start fulfilling the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. In that we should see, we are here in the madrasa, which is a dini institute, and each one of us, we should see what wrong are we doing, and how we can correct it. We can start off, are we making any effort for our iman, to make our iman stronger and correct? And there are so many ways, by the ilm that we are acquiring, we can make our iman strong. Allah sent down Quran Sharif, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through Quran Sharif, changed the lives of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And He brought that iman in them, which the world didn't see before, besides the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. And till Qiyamah, people won't see the iman which the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had. So through ilm we can get that. And also our iman, by talking about iman, wherever we get an occasion, talk about the greatness, the power of Allah. By that it was going to come into us as much as we can. Talk of the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. In fact, each one of us should think on a daily basis that this knowledge that I'm acquiring, how much has it strengthened my iman? And today, one day it's almost finished, we are at Asr, near sunset, how did I speak about the greatness of Allah? With that niyat, not only to learn in the kitabs, etc., but that the greatness of Allah comes in my heart. In fact, Allah made it so easy. Azan we hear 4 times at the beginning, Allahu Akbar. 2 times at the end, 6 times. 5 times a day we hear Azan. And And we hear in the Azan that Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Only Allah, He is the power. There is no other power besides Him. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Rasul of Allah. And He has shown us the most Mubarak and blessed path. How much is that coming into our lives? And how much are we speaking today? How much did we speak of the greatness of Allah Ta'ala? Then also by making dhikr in the morning, also there's a point very important for the imams who do imam at Fajr time. Many times they just mumble that we must read durude tunajina tunjina, and we must read la hawla, and nobody really even understands what it is. Students are supposed to know, but so little time also is given, and we don't know if they are reading it like that also. And we as students, are we reading? Then Surah Yasin has to be recited. According to my experience, sometimes you only reach the third ruku or something, and then it's already finished. So are we reading Surah Yasin? We have to read La ilaha illallah 10 times. And sometimes you only read 3-4 times and already read Durood Sharif and Duastar. So all these things, are we doing it? Our namaz, check ourselves on our namaz. Are we present for namaz? What is our concentration? Are we trying to concentrate? Are we making an effort to improve and better our namaz? All these things we have to do. So if we come back on the path, Allah's help will be with us. And if Allah's help is with us, everything is with us. Then we don't have to worry about anything. And if Allah's help is not with us, then we can have everything in the world, but we are not even zero, we are minus. So it is very, very important, and this is for each one of us to think. And then our deen is not only iman and namaz, and what I spoke is hardly anything. How much is there on iman, on namaz, on all the other aspects of our deen? So while we are here, let us try and become conscious. And from this little incident which actually happened, let us take a great lesson and try and bring these changes in our lives. May Allah give us all tawfiq and guide us to righteousness, inshallah. So, subhanAllah, alhamdulillah.